Previously on the Tony Kornheiser Show.
We were at a 3D bed and bath when I was a kid. They sell like linens, and there was like a big bedspread mark. It was a big bedspread mark, like $9.90. It was clearly mismarked. It was $99.99, but it was marked $9.99, and my mom was adamant that she paid.
I'm with your mom.
That's $9.99.
Did she get
and
it?
She made a huge stink, and the man said, "Ma'am, I'll give it to you for $9.99 if you never return to this store." That's 100% true. So I'm scarred from stuff like that.
This is General George Washington, and you're listening to the Tony Kornheiser Show.
Alrighty then. Plausibly live and from an ice-encrusted, undisclosed location on the third floor in Chevy Chase, Maryland, we're on the air with Gene McManus and Gary Braun and Michael Kornheiser. His bride Liz is here today working on a computer, which we're happy for. Nigel's going to run
the
board.
Way, apparently.
We don't have news, but we're going to have Spike Braun on. We're going to have Phil's mom on. We're going to have Pat Forty on. They're going to pick brackets.
So basically, if you've already submitted your bracket, you lose.
Right.
You should have waited.
Right.
You got 40, Phil's mom.
These people are going to beat you.
While we have brackets, make sure you sign up for the ESPN Tournament Challenge Search Tony Kornheiser Show. We have over 5,000 joining that bracket challenge right now.
We are, for the littles, though, we are going to give prizes out. We've got lots of ties.
The more that join, the better the prizes.
So we've got all that. I wanted to get to a couple of things. I first wanted to say that the snow that we got in Washington was not crippling. It didn't cause chaos. In fact, yesterday when I had a car pick me up and take me down to PTI and then take me back, we did it in like 15 minutes. There was nobody on the road.
By the time we left the show yesterday, the roads were okay.
But it's very difficult to walk because it's cold today. It's way under freezing. So if you didn't shovel your walk, as happens a lot in people's neighborhoods.
Did you shovel?
No, but people shoveled for me. And so we're clear, but a lot of places are not clear. And it's very tough to walk. I mean, you can break an ankle very easily out there, especially when you're old. You go down the hip, it's over. It's just over.
Jeannie and I,
we are concerned with this. We're concerned with, I'm in the hospital with a broken hip. I'm done.
It's just a matter of time.
And then my children get all the money, and I have not spent nearly enough of it yet. I have not.
Can always buy another restaurant.
Yeah, I am going to do that. Bruce Weber, Mount St. Mary's won last night by a point, and Kansas State won. And Bruce Weber is the coach of Kansas State. And afterwards, he said, everybody had them moving on. That's Wake Forest. Nobody believed we would win. Really? These are 2-11 seeds, neither of which deserve to be in the tournament. Nobody actually cared who won that game. But I'm quite certain that 50% of the people thought you would win. And 50% of the people thought that the other team would win. So stop. That's just nonsense.
Us versus the world.
So I'm going to read this letter from Sam Angel because we love Sam Angel. Sam Angel is with Drexel, sports information at Drexel. That's a block away from the University of Pennsylvania where Michael went to school. Dear Mr. Tony, enclosed are some Drexel Dragons items for use by you, the show crew, the PTI set, or the prize closet, including, by the way, Drexel University chocolate. Drexel University chocolate. Mm. I don't know that Penn has chocolate. Does Penn have chocolate?
Not that I know.
Penn should just take one block, north and go check out the Drexel Dragons chocolate. Incidentally, if this helps seal the deal for us as the official women's lacrosse team of the Tony Kornheiser Show, our head coach, Hannah Rudloff, played at Penn and was there at the same time as Michael. Is that a familiar name?
I don't know her.
Hannah Rudloff?
Didn't you just award that, though?
I did. P.S. Shout out to Tex Camden, father of Drexel freshman Heather Camden, for reaching out to me after hearing my email. Serious connective tissue. Now, we love Sam, and we're grateful for these things. I'm going to take home a Drexel University lacrosse shirt. I'm going to sleep in it.
And some dragon chocolate.
And some dragon chocolate. But the offer from Kenyon was astonishing.
Yes. Yeah.
The offer from Kenyon was just so good. And I don't really know how to do this. They're both private schools.
Well,
they're both in the eastern half of the United States.
I can help break the tie as a man who has a ninth grader that plays lacrosse.
Scholarship. We're looking.
Yeah, there you go.
Ride. We're looking ride here. Kenyon or Drexel.
Right.
Ride. And that's going to break the tie. We're happy with Sam, though. Very happy with Sam. Let me get to one sports thing, or a couple of sports things, but then I'm going to get to Trump's taxes, because I do want to talk about that for a second. The University of Maryland women's team, we did not talk about this yesterday, because the sound you hear when I say the University of Maryland's women's team, the sound you hear is everybody leaving. okay, everybody just mutes this stupid thing and then continues to drive down the road. I just want to say that they got a 3 seed. I don't know anything about women's college basketball. I grant you, I know nothing about it. But I know this. I know that if you are 30-2 and one of your losses is 6 points to the greatest women's basketball team of all time, UConn, and you have won your conference and outright and you have won your conference tournament, I don't know how on earth you get a 3 seed.
Well,
I don't know how this happens.
That loss to UConn in UConn's 107-game or whatever it is now win streak, only three of those games have been less than double digits. One of them was Maryland. Maryland, 30-2, only team with two or fewer losses other than UConn. And they were ranked, I think, third or fourth overall in the country. So
how do you justify that? I mean, if you're the women's seeding committee, how do you justify that?
Three seed in UConn's bracket.
Yeah, so, right. You know, this is what happens. If you're Maryland, you take solace in the fact that we've got a real chance to play UConn again, even up there, doesn't really matter. And if we beat them, we're the most legendary team you know, around. But it do you understand how there are three?
No, I don't know anything about women's college basketball either.
None of us.
But I wish I had those brackets in front of me because I'd love to know who are the other number one seeds and who are the other number two seeds.
The number ones are legit. I mean, all of the number ones sounded legit. And yeah. I'm not saying Maryland should have. They could have gotten a number one.
They definitely could have.
But getting a three seemed bizarre
to me.
I'm
outraged.
You know, I mean, the Big Ten is the Big Ten. So Big Ten can't be terrible. It can't be terrible.
And
I mean,
again, a three is one thing. A three in UConn's bracket.
Yeah.
So you're sacrificed early. I mean, you get them. You would get them in the round of eight.
Right.
You would get them round of eight. All right. So we're done with that. We're done with that. So now I want to get to this other thing that to me is a very big story. And this is the Donald Trump story. Donald Trump tax story. There's a story today in the Washington Post. It's in every newspaper in the country. The genesis for it was Rachel Maddow's show last night, in which a former Pulitzer Prize winning reporter, very good reporter,
New York Times reporter.
Yeah, no matter what comes out of the White House.
Right.
No, he's very
sad
good.
Failing.
Okay. People don't win Pulitzers if they're no good. Trust me. I never won one.
I have recommended his books on these airways many times.
You know, he's good. He ends up with a couple of pages of Donald Trump's tax return from 2005. And I need to stress that. It's 2005. It's a long time ago, 2005. It's before I did Monday Night Football. It's really a long time ago, 2005.
Jason Campbell was the Redskins QB.
Is that right?
Perspective. Good draft year.
But this is what happens. That you know, you publicize what you can get. And in it, the story – let me get the front page here. The story says that Trump, here's the headline, Trump paid $38 million in taxes in 05 filing set. Donald Trump paid, it says President Trump paid. Well, he wasn't President Trump. He was Donald Trump at that
Fake
point.
Fake news.
Right. He paid $38 million in federal taxes in 2005 on an income of $153 million. Good income, I would say. A lot better than I'm doing at Chad's. And reported a $105 million write-down in business losses, which I think is relatively common. That people write for whatever reason.
Especially someone who owns millions and millions of real estate.
Okay. Yeah. So it turns out, I was watching television this morning, and it turns out that what the reporter said to Rachel Maddow was, imagine he got a 20% discount. He got a 20% discount. So now for purposes of this discussion, let us pretend it is not Donald Trump. Because you bring prejudices to Donald Trump. You either like him or you don't like him. He inspires very strong feelings. And in the current climate, very strong negative feelings from a lot of people. So let's just say it's not Donald Trump. Let's say it's your dad. It's your dad.
Can we find a different person to...
Because it is your dad.
Theoretical
yeah.
experiment.
It is your
I
dad.
Bring prejudice to that.
And
character.
What if Trump is your dad?
So it's your dad. And your dad had a good year. And your dad was in the highest tax bracket, which at that point was probably about 35%.
Upper 30s, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I mean, it's not over that. Because he got a 20% discount. 20% discount. Now, my opinion is, and we can, I'll leave this out for everybody. 20% is nothing. You're not going to Lord and Taylor for 20%. Nothing on earth is getting you in the door for 20%. It's not the magic number. When you get buy one, get one free, when you get 40% and 50%, when you have a coupon that gets you to 50%, 20%, right, Gene, doesn't get you out the door.
Not for average things, like for a house or a car, it would get me out the door. But like, not for a quilt at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Right. You're not, 20%. You're not, right.
About $9.99.
You're not stopping. If you see 20% off as you're driving, you're not stopping.
You're definitely
are you stopping?
You're not thinking, oh, what a steal. 20% off.
20% is easy.
No, it's like, Michael, that's what you get for asking.
What do you got 20%?
20%, I would take that on a major appliance.
You just got more than that on a washer dryer.
That was a President's Weekend sale. Well,
but you don't buy a washer dryer every day. You wait for the sale.
But
what'd
he's
you
saying
get?
He would
40?
Take it.
I got 40. Take 20 because more than 20, I sometimes worry if the product is sort of defunct or like, why is it so discounted?
Yeah, you just got 40.
But that was
on Kenmore.
Kenmore, yes.
That's good.
Kenmore Elite.
That's a good
the
brand.
Elite series.
Those are good.
Elite, why
with
you got an upgrade.
Steam Air feature. Yeah.
Okay, so you got 40. I'm telling you, 20. What do you?
How about 25 at Johnny O?
25?
Promo
okay.
code Tony K.
What is the promo code?
Tony K.
And how much are they
getting? 25%.
25?
Well, there you go. That to me is the number.
25, yeah.
20's not the number.
No.
It's not the number. By the way, when you go to your accountant, here's what I say to my accountant. Norman, within the normal borders of what's legal, try to do the best you can for me, but...
Five words of direction.
Keep me out of jail.
Right.
Okay? Keep me out of jail and do the best you can. Do you say that?
Sort of. And sometimes
sort
I say...
Do you want to go to jail?
And just so I can put my head on my pillow at night, maybe even pay a little more.
I'm going to put Drexel Dragon's chocolate on your pillow at night so
that
you'll
be
very happy about that. So you may want
to
pay a little bit more,
just
3%.
To be extra safe.
I'll give you a good example of that.
Throw him a 50. Throw him a
50. There you go.
Yeah. A PTI hat.
In addition to our official work office, the Braun Film and Video office, I have a home office.
Right.
Someone once suggested to me, you know, you have a home office.
You can
take a home office
deduction.
That's
a red flag.
My accountant has said, it's probably not worth it.
Yeah.
Listen to your
accountant. And I've said, that's good
that's
by
the other
me.
Thing
so
that should
that's
be
okay. So I would never say,
tattooed on the inside of your ribs. Listen to your accountant.
Right. Yeah. I would never say, throw a couple 3% more on there just to make me feel better. I mean, that wouldn't be the case. But if they say, you know what, you're probably safer spending a few more bucks and not, you know, I would definitely do that.
Does anybody look at a 20% discount for a major magnet and say, oh, he shouldn't have done that? No, he should have paid more than that.
And it's not a discount, Tony.
This is what the law allows.
So, but
what did Mitt Romney, what did Romney
seduction.
Pay?
12%.
Yeah, Romney was effectively 12%.
So half of this.
right.
Half of what Trump
now,
paid.
If you tell me you're paying 12%.
Not Trump, your dad.
It's your dad. If you tell me you're paying someone, person X, is paying 12% in taxes. With that kind of income, I'm thinking they're gaming the system.
Right.
If you tell me they're playing effectively in the neighborhood of 20-something percent and they own billions in real estate, certainly hundreds of millions.
So let's get back to the fact that these 2005 tax returns, which portray Donald Trump in a very favorable light,
yes.
I think.
You think he leaked it?
I think somebody who wants him portrayed in a very favorable light
Sean Spicer?
Leaked them.
Did Sean Spicer
Spicy.
Leak it?
And perhaps
Spicy.
There
Melissa
are tax Conway. Returns from other years that are not so
they'll be the
flattering.
Bombshells. That'll be the bombshell. If somebody gets 2014 and you find out he paid $6.
Or maybe
he paid
himself.
Well, how did he do that?
Wasn't there that one year where we basically paid what we owed? Dig that up.
Yeah.
Well,
send that to this Johnson fellow.
He bragged during
sad
the Hillary debate
fellow.
That he hit smart because he didn't pay any taxes.
Right.
But
that's
but
actually
I,
a good
you
point.
Know what? I think that most people identify with that. They think, okay, you know, you've made
no,
what you've
no,
made.
No. Most people, if that return had said he paid $13 million in taxes on $158.
And it was legal?
Yeah, air quotes.
Well,
legal,
no.
You know, yeah,
well,
legal.
Romney's was legal, and it completely destroyed him.
That's not what destroyed him. What destroyed Mitt Romney was that comment that he made that
was taped. 47%.
Well,
let
me say, it neutralized any blue jean wearing that he did. I mean, he definitely no longer is a man of the people at that point.
That's right. That's right. But in this particular case, it doesn't strike me that
I didn't think there was anything that, I wasn't like, oh my God, what an outrage.
There's nothing there.
Well, no, when I was driving in this morning listening to the radio, everybody was saying how favorably it portrayed him. As I'm listening as I watched my check engine light turn amber.
That is terrible.
And then I looked up on my computer what that icon
that's
means.
Terrible.
It's like every system could be failing.
You could have catastrophic failure.
Yeah,
your
so
car could blow up
I
on the side
called
of the road.
My tech
blinking?
Guy.
Blinking?
No, solid amber.
This could be Michael Clayton. This could be Michael Clayton. Your car could blow up on the side of the road in upstate New
well,
York.
Well, I called my service guy.
Well, it would be hard
guy.
For it to happen up there.
Yeah.
And I
yeah,
said,
you wouldn't get that far.
If you see horses, get out and look at them.
I called my service guy and said, I'm coming in hot. So he's got
like an aircraft carrier.
Yeah, exactly.
And they have to get the ropes up to make sure you don't slow. Is that the scariest thing in the world?
Oh,
I mean, would you do that? Martha Raddatz, she goes up in these things. Martha Raddatz goes up in these airplanes all the time to do stories, and she's probably landed on aircraft carriers. It's unthinkable to me. If you're in the middle of the ocean, my eyes are closed, but you're in the middle of the ocean and you see this spot, and then they say, we're going to land on this
land
spot.
On that.
No way.
Don't worry about it.
And we're going to go
because
really
everybody's
fast.
Good. Yeah, we're going to go 3,000 miles an hour, but it's good.
Might want to put your left vest on just in case.
You know, we can't do that.
Yeah.
Can I talk about, because I mentioned Michael Clayton, can I talk about Michael Clayton?
Sure.
Michael Clayton is a great movie.
Oh, it's
everybody
fantastic.
Needs to see Michael Clayton. Everybody needs to see The Fabulous Baker Boys.
And another one, The Big Lebowski.
What did you were talking about this yesterday.
Oh, Lebowski, Jeff Bridges was interviewed on NPR, and they were asking him about his reaction to seeing his own work when he's flipping around the channels. And he had said it doesn't faze him. He just goes right by it. But he said just recently he was flipping through, and he came across Lebowski, where Jesus is licking the bowling ball.
Yeah,
Guy's a child molester. No, literally. and he said he was just mesmerized. He's stuck. He can't get
We're
past
not in
Lebowski.
Vietnam, Donnie.
He will always watch he will always watch Lebowski if it's on, but
the room
nothing
together.
Else.
He's been in some great movies.
Well, that's just like your
he's
opinion,
been
in man.
Crazy Heart is a great movie.
Yes.
He's
the recent one.
Hell or High Water
great
is a great
that.
Movie. He's He was in The Candidate?
Wasn't he?
I don't think he was in The
what
Candidate.
Was the one with Joan Allen plays the vice presidential candidate?
Oh, that's not The Candidate. That's a really good movie.
Yeah.
He's
that's
where he plays the president. In it. But he's been in Garbage.
Yes.
He's been in Tron. Yes. He's been in some sci-fi things that are terrible.
Seventh
but
Son.
He's really good. Awful. Fabulous Baker Boys, he and his brother, that movie, Michelle Pfeiffer, that's a gold mine. You have no idea she can sing that well.
Yeah.
That's a perfect movie.
And you
that's
know what?
Perfect.
She is still so beautiful.
Yeah, that's an absolutely perfect movie. We are far afield. I just wanted to make that point about if your dad said to his accountant,
Dad,
you know, just work it out a little bit. Yeah, I mean that's. I mean, I'm sure that my children are grateful that I say that to my accountant. Not to and don't cheat. Don't leave the borders. Don't even touch. Like as Gene was saying, don't touch the borders.
Somehow you
don't
are
touch
audited every year, though.
I know. I don't, but so I end up, sometimes I pay a little bit and sometimes.
How long do those audits take?
Not as long as, not 12 years that Trump's audits take. Yeah. Within a year.
Well, we're not even sure he's being audited. He says he is, but.
Now let's get out of here. We have a great show for you today. We have Spike Braun, Phil's mom, and Pat Forty picking brackets for us. We're going to start when we return with Spike Braun. I am Tony Kornheiser.
This is the Tony Kornheiser Show.
Thanks to our new sponsor, Upside.com. It's the better way to buy travel. You can save a ton of money and get an Amazon gift card worth hundreds of dollars free. Save big on travel. Get a big gift card every trip. Upside.com.
You're listening to the Tony Kornheiser Show.
Sounds like a commercial for Advanced Auto Parts. I love this. I love this right now. It actually, what's that group, Canned Heat? If you're old enough to remember Canned Heat. This is Will Salisbury out of St. Louis. The name of the song is Too Much Lightning. The follow-up, I believe, will be Not Enough Thunder. Love this kind of music. We are waking up Spike Braun, who has won this contest before. He was told he could go a little bit later than this, and we woke the kid up, and there's enormous pressure on him. I'm getting echo here.
Yeah.
What is the
What's
echo?
What's going on with that?
I'm not sure.
Spike, why is there echo?
I'm not sure. I'm near a vent. I can...
Near a vent could do it.
What does that mean, near a vent?
I have no idea.
Like, I'm in the basement near the back room.
Where they keep you?
Get out.
In the basement.
Yeah, that is distracting. Should we try to...
Yes. Can we call him again? Can we recall him?
Yes.
Yeah,
we're going to recall you. Hang up the phone and go to the kitchen.
No, you're fine in the basement, buddy. It shouldn't make you... That should have nothing to do with it. It's just a bad line.
All right, so we'll do this again. Yeah. Nigel will call you right back.
Hang on.
This is so great. This is the torturing of not just your own children, but your friends' children.
It's so nice to notice that Spike's voice hasn't changed yet.
Yeah.
I was waiting for the year when he calls it and sounds like an 80-year-old man.
Well, he's done at that point. But I'll be way done at that point. That's, you know.
Who knows? Still hanging on.
So he won 2 years ago and he finished.
It was two or three years ago that Duke beat Wisconsin in the final.
2 years ago, I thought. I thought that's 2 years ago. We have a Dookie in here.
So he won 2 years ago, and then another child, Nigel, won last year.
Nigel won last year, which was completely bizarre. And we're going to pretend that this worked all along. This is sort of like when we call Wilbon, and then Wilbon has to go to the bathroom for 7 minutes. No, we're getting it again. It's not good. No, we have echo. Why do we have echo?
Maybe you want to. That's weird.
See? Okay, we're going to have to do this again. Yeah. Spike, what? How do we do this, Gary?
I have no idea. I mean, we could try another phone.
Yeah,
and
try his cell phone.
All right.
All right, we're going to call you on your own cell phone. You just wander around the house so you don't wake up everybody else in the house like your brother or your sister. So that's what we'll do.
Well, I would think that you would want to wake up your twin brother just to be cruel.
It was so nice that he didn't want to do that.
I know. That just doesn't seem right.
So we'll try this again. Good parents.
Well, they are good parents, at least one of them.
That's a 301 Eric.
It does sound like Kim may not even be in the house.
It's entirely possible.
It sounds like Kim hasn't come back for the night before.
The kids are running things this morning.
Yeah, that's what happens.
They had a two-hour delay today.
Yeah, everybody did.
Yeah.
Right? Well, that's not true.
Some people canceled.
In Virginia, they canceled a bunch of schools.
Right,
today.
And some of them, they called two-hour delays, and then this morning said, whoa.
But that's just driving conditions for teachers.
Icy sidewalks or something? I don't know.
Whoa, there was for me. Yeah. I went out with that dog at about 5:30 in the morning, and I was walking, you know, like a sandpiper, because, you know, you can't really walk.
Could the dog get any traction this morning?
Dog got no traction at all.
Good claws on the dog.
Another dog showed up with a walker, you know, on the other side of the street, and my dog, I did everything I could to hold my dog. My dog would have ripped that other dog to shreds. And I had to hold on to the dog.
Oh, when you said a walker, I was picturing like one of those things my grandma used to use.
No, she meant a person walking. Somebody walking the dog. All right, so Spike on the air. We're going to try it one more time. Yes. You have us? Let's see if there's echo. Say hello to us.
Hello.
Okay, that's better. It's not
much
great,
better.
But it's better. Yeah. All right, you ready to go through your bracket now? We've been pumping you up as if you're the best who's ever done this, so we expect a lot. I understand you had K-State last night, which is a good pull by you.
Yes.
All right, good. Go ahead. Start in the Kansas bracket. Give us your first round in the Kansas bracket.
You only need to give us the upset, Spike.
Yeah,
right?
I'll just write the others in. But it's okay. You can give us
whatever. All right,
whatever
go ahead.
What is an upset exactly?
9-8.
I have Michigan State over Miami.
Okay, that's a 9-8. Okay.
I have Nevada actually beating Iowa State.
Wow, that is a big one. That's a 12-5. What else?
Rhode Island beating Creighton.
That is an 11-7, right? 11-6. Yes, very good.
Yep, and that would be all for the Midwest.
Those are your upsets. Okay, so you have Oregon advancing. You have Michigan beating Oklahoma State. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay, so let's go. Kansas, Michigan State. Who you got?
Kansas
on that one. And Nevada, Purdue.
Purdue.
You see, you get chalky.
Big Ten bias.
Even little kids get chalky after a while. After the second.
Well, you want to win. That's about you to have to get chalky.
That's about to end. I think.
Rhode Island, Oregon.
I actually have Rhode Island on this one.
Boom!
Take that chalk, Grandpa.
Boom! That's really good. And Michigan, Louisville.
Michigan.
Oh! You take out the bottom of the bracket entirely. Very good job.
I like Michigan's confidence lately.
Because they won four in a row. All right, so Michigan, Rhode Island in your Cinderella squad. Who you got?
Michigan to the Elite Eight.
And who are they going to play?
They will play Kansas.
All right, and who's going to win that game and go to the Final Four?
Kansas.
Okay, so you got a number one going, but you have
interesting path.
The bottom of the bracket is circuitous.
Yeah, very rocky.
All right, let's go down to the South bracket. I think that North Carolina South or East. South,
that's,
right? Because Villanova's
east. Correct, that's the South.
All right, so this is the one with UNC. So give me upset Spike in the first round.
I have Seton Hall beating Arkansas.
Thank God for you that you understand that's an upset, that Bob Ryan never understands 9-8s. What else?
Middle Tennessee over Minnesota.
So you don't love the Big Ten that much if you took out Minnesota early.
Minnesota is way overrated right now. How did Wisconsin get an 8 and Minnesota get in with a 5?
Unbelievable.
I have no idea, but
yeah, it's a fair question.
What else you got?
I have Kansas State beating Cincinnati.
So you're happy that they got in. Very good. Kansas State beating Cincinnati. And anything else?
Wichita State over Dayton.
Yeah, that was. We had Jay Billis on the show yesterday on PTI, and he said of all the bad seedings,
He thought they were the most underseeded.
Yeah, he said this is just stupid. They're not a 10. All right, Spike, UNC Seton Hall.
I have UNC.
Okay, and Middle Tennessee Butler.
Butler.
Okay, and K-State UCLA.
UCLA.
I love UCLA. And Wichita State Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Okay, so this sets up...
That's 1, 2, 3, 4 down there.
This sets up the absolute best Sweet 16 matchup that you can have, which is UCLA and Kentucky. And who wins that, Spike?
I think Kentucky wins that.
Kentucky wins that, and on the top...
Two of the best freshmen in the country, so...
No, they're good, and it'll shut up... Lonzo Ball's dad for momentarily, like 30 seconds.
Who are they? Who are they? You said they got two of the best freshmen in the country.
He thinks Kentucky has two of the best freshmen
in
the country.
In who? Monk and?
Fox. De'Aaron Fox.
De'Aaron Fox and Monk. Yeah,
because I thought that guy Fulks was widely considered one of them. But all right.
What about at the top with Carolina and Butler?
Like Carolina.
Okay, and who comes out of that region, North Carolina or Kentucky?
I really like Kentucky to come out of that region.
Okay, so we have the Kansas-Kentucky matchup, the K matchup that I'm looking forward to. Let's go to the East, which is Villanova, which the guy the guy today in the paper who was quoting the Jeff Sagarin ratings said that actually, and I've been saying all along that the South is the toughest because it's got UCLA and Kentucky and Carolina. He said that's the easiest bracket overall. And the hardest bracket overall by the Sagarin ratings is the Villanova-Duke bracket.
Well, maybe top to bottom.
And so I didn't understand that.
But at the top, the South.
Who you got, Spike? Who you got in the Villanova region?
I have UNC Wilmington beating Virginia.
Whoa.
Oh, that's all 3-12 so far.
Well, and it would even be 5-12s if Gary knew how to count. Okay.
That's what did me well last year.
No, I'm saying all 3-12 seeds discussed.
Okay. All right, okay.
Yes,
what else
he did,
you got?
He did pick the 12s last year.
I have Providence or USC beating SMU.
Really? Because a lot of people have SMU to the Final Eight. That's a big pull by you. Okay, go ahead.
And that would be all for the start of this one.
Oh, so you don't like Marquette over South Carolina. You like South Carolina.
No, South Carolina is a pretty steady team.
Okay. All right. Coached by a maniac. That's the guy, Frank Martin.
Yeah.
He's
former
totally,
K-State guy,
he's totally
right?
Crazy. Yeah. Totally crazy. All right. Villanova, Wisconsin.
Villanova.
Wisconsin's big. Villanova's not big. Wisconsin's big. UNC Wilmington, Florida.
I have Florida.
Florida, okay. And the winner of Providence USC against Baylor?
Baylor.
And South Carolina Duke?
Duke.
Okay. So at the top, you have Villanova against Florida. Who do you like in that one?
I like Villanova.
And
they're just good.
They're really good. I've watched Villanova now 6 or 8 times. They never panic, even when they're down. Yeah. They always think they're going to win. They've got a lot of upperclassmen.
They've veteran team.
No great NBA stars, and they've got really good college players. Baylor Duke.
Duke.
And Villanova Duke, which is a great rematch.
It's I got Villanova. Duke's won it for me in years past, but nope.
This is very sad because my daughter-in-law is here, and she's a Dukie.
Well, she knows the truth, as Spike
She's a Dukie, and she's upset.
As Spike once said.
Spike said that about Maryland.
About his mom.
You know the truth.
She knows the truth.
Right. Okay, we'll go to the Gonzaga bracket. The weakest number one seed is Gonzaga. What have you got in terms of upsets? Please tell me you have Vanderbilt beating Northwestern.
I have Northwestern. I'm sorry, but Wilbon will be happy with me. So
he is happy with you now. Okay, what else?
I have Florida Gulf Coast over Florida State.
Oh,
that's very
good. 14.
Yeah,
that's very good. Okay, so you have Notre Dame. And you have West Virginia. So this year you're going with Maryland over Xavier.
Yes. Maryland, they've been really shaky lately.
Yes. Lost 4-6. They've lost 4-6. They're going the wrong way.
I mean, that's why they call it March Madness.
Well, there you go. How about St. Mary's VCU? You like St. Mary's?
No, I like VCU in that one.
Okay, so that's a 10-7. All right, so then Northwestern gets the opportunity of a lifetime. They get to play a number one seed in Salt Lake City, where the crowd will probably be for Gonzaga. Who wins that game, Spike?
Gonzaga.
Oh, boom goes Wilbon. Okay.
I mean, they're still a one seed, so that's saying something, but yeah.
Notre Dame, West Virginia.
Notre Dame.
Okay. Maryland, Florida Gulf Coast.
Maryland
into the 16.
Oh, see, sort of paved the way for Maryland there.
Yeah.
Taking out FSU.
And VCU,
Arizona.
Okay. So we have Gonzaga, Notre Dame. Who do you like?
I like Notre Dame.
And Maryland, Arizona. I think I think everybody is looking for when they take Gonzaga out.
Right.
Because nobody thinks Gonzaga will win. And then Maryland, Arizona.
I like Arizona.
And who do you have into the Final Four, Spike?
Arizona.
Okay, so we're set up now with Villanova against Arizona. That's a 1 and a 2. And Kansas and Kentucky, that is a 1 and a 2. Let's take Villanova, Arizona first. Who you got?
Villanova.
Ooh, you're putting them in a position where they can repeat. Hasn't been done since Florida. Kansas and Kentucky.
You know what? Kentucky's made it this far. They're going to make it to the championship game.
So we have Kentucky, which has freshmen all the time and just reloads freshmen, and Villanova, where people don't leave and they tend to play 3 and 4 years. Who wins the championship
game?
New
school, old school.
The freshmen.
Oh. Kentucky. Oh. You have Kentucky. Proving, you know what? We have had, how many people have done this? 10, something like that?
Yeah, I think about 9.
I will bet you that this year we have a greater diversity in winners than any year we have
done 10 brackets, we've got 6 different winners.
Yeah, that's what I would say. That's the Bob Ryan's theory, that if you play this tournament 6 times, you get 6 different winners. So thank you, Spike. I'm sorry for waking you up on a day when you could have slept in because your school is late.
No, it's fine. It was a pleasure.
Is there anything insulting you'd like to say to your father?
Not now.
Careful. Yeah, attaboy.
Yeah, wait for it.
Thank you, Spike.
All right, love you, buddy. Have a good day.
Good job. Spike Braun, boys and girls. And if you like that, and I know you did, you're going to like what we have next. We have Phil's mom. Phil's mom when we return. I am Tony Kornheiser.
This is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Tony Kornheiser
Show. Let's do the SeatGeek ad. Buying tickets to sports and concerts can be way too complicated, but there's a better, simpler way to buy with SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to live events. With SeatGeek's seamless mobile experience, you can buy and sell tickets in just 2 taps. That's for you people who are phone literate, not me. SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best prices, fully guaranteed. Nothing quite like seeing your favorite team or musician in person, and SeatGeek will get you closer to the action for a great value. SeatGeek saves you time and money by searching multiple ticket sites to compare prices and find amazing deals. And to get you the most bang for your buck, SeatGeek grades every ticket based on value to help you immediately identify the best seats that fit your budget. Plus, every purchase is fully guaranteed, so you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. Make SeatGeek your go-to app for finding the best deals on every type of ticket, from sports and concerts to comedy and theater. And best of all, listeners to this high-quality podcast can get a $20 rebate off their first SeatGeek purchase. To get your $20 rebate on tickets, you download the SeatGeek app, you go to the Settings tab, and you click on Add a Promo Code. When the promo code comes up, you enter Tony, T-O-N-Y, and SeatGeek will send you $20 after you have made your first ticket purchase. Download the SeatGeek app and enter the promo code Tony today. Just as a coda to this, this makes me feel so familiar. When Kate comes to the house on Sunday, all she does is work on a computer. So Liz sitting in here, all she does is work on a computer. And those are the hard work girls in a nutshell. That's what they do.
You're listening to the Tony Kornheiser Show. The Tony Kornheiser Show.
Roadhouse.
We like this. This is Lance Brewer out of Cincinnati.
Well, an open like that's going to predispose you to liking it.
Homage to Gibson's Immigrant.
Bob Dylan. Sad But True is the name of the tune. We are thrilled by the submissions of people with their great music. Michael, if people want to send us music to play on the show, how do they do it?
They can send it to jingles@tonykornheisershow.com.
And if anybody wants to load up on some gear, how would they do that?
Shop.tonykornheisershow.com, and I believe the pint glasses and koozies shipped out yesterday.
Okay, and do we have anything we're trying to push that's very special for this season?
No, everything's going well right now.
Good, because my money is back in this stuff.
By the way, I saw a product on the interwebs yesterday that we might want to look into.
What's that?
It's a hoodie sweatshirt with an inflatable pillow in the hood.
Gotta like
and it
that.
Said that you can take a power nap anywhere you would like.
It's great. That's for old people. This is one of the favorite things that we do, of course, is to have Spike Braun on the show. And one of the favorite things that we do is to have Phil's mom on the show, all the way from sunny Buffalo. How much snow is on the ground in Buffalo right now?
Probably about 14 inches, which is really nothing for us.
And have you had a bad winter or a good winter?
We've had a very good winter. We really have.
So you haven't gotten much at all. You haven't had to go up on the roof?
Nope, no roofs this year. This is probably the first big snowfall we've had the past couple days.
Is that right? Wow. Uh-huh. So you didn't get crushed on lake effects in like November or December or anything like that?
No, nothing. It was very, very mild. The lake was good to us.
Fantastic.
It was very warm.
All right, you ready to go through your brackets?
I sure am.
All right, is Phil also on the line through the magic of radio? He's not on the line.
Listening, I think, right?
Yeah, no, we don't even have
not even
Oh, he's listening. He is listening.
Yeah. He must be in a panic. He must be in a full panic right now.
Sorry.
All right, let's start on the top right of your bracket with the Kansas part. And let's go line by line on the Kansas part. Who do you have, say, in down the road, like Miami, Michigan State, who do you have?
I have Kansas.
Right.
Then I have Michigan State.
Michigan State, okay. Then?
And Iowa State.
Iowa State, so you avoided the Nevada situation. Then?
Yes. Vermont.
Whoa, you have Vermont taking out Purdue?
Yes,
Any particular reason?
No, they just seemed like a little underdog there, so
okay.
I don't know.
All right, down the road. Go ahead.
Creighton.
Creighton. We knew you'd go for Creighton. We love Creighton.
Yes.
Okay.
And Iona.
Iona over Oregon.
You own a what?
Yes.
Car?
What do you own? Yeah.
House?
You own shovels. You're in Buffalo. You own shovels. What's next?
Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State. And under that?
I don't know what this is. Jayville. I never saw that before.
Okay, or Jack State.
Jack State.
Jacksonville State.
Oh, okay.
Do you want them?
Yes.
Okay, Jack State. So you're picking a team, you have no idea who they are or where they are. I will tell you something interesting about this. Because most people, I'd never heard of Jacksonville State. But I assumed that Jacksonville State was part of the Florida State system and that it was
formerly
in Jacksonville.
There was also a Jacksonville.
So in fact, it's not that. In fact, it's a school in Alabama. I had no idea.
Wow.
Jack State is Alabama. Okay,
I've never seen him here before.
Nor have I. All right, Kansas, Michigan State.
I have Michigan State.
Not a lot of people are going that way. Do you have a particular reason?
No, I just, it seemed close. I don't really look at the numbers here, so I wasn't even sure what they meant. So
fantastic. They're the seeds. Don't worry about it.
It's more about the names than the numbers.
Iowa State, Vermont.
Vermont.
I would stay with them, too. They've won 20 in a row. Creighton, Iona.
Now,
are you familiar with where Iona is?
I don't remember where they were.
It's New Rochelle, New York.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a small Catholic school in New Rochelle, New York. Used to be coached by Jimmy Valvano 40 years ago. Iona. He used to say, "I'm Jim Valvano, Iona College," and people would say, "You're a little young to own the college." Oklahoma State and Jacksonville State.
I went with Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State. Okay, that's an interesting last four. Michigan State, Vermont.
Vermont.
Yeah, you and nobody else in the world. And that is why we love to have you on the show. And Iona, Oklahoma State.
I went with Iona.
Setting up something that makes Warren Buffett so happy.
The frequent 13-14 regional final.
And who do you have into the final four, Phil's mom? Who do you have?
Vermont,
of course.
Excellent.
Vermont from the tough America East, where they triumphed twice over Binghamton this year. Okay, at the bottom of the bracket, in the North Carolina bracket, read us who you have.
I have North Carolina.
Okay.
Arkansas.
Now, that surprises me over Seton Hall, because very often you pick the Catholic schools from the Big East.
True.
But you went to Arkansas. Okay, go ahead.
Is it mid-something Tennessee?
Middle Tennessee. Tennessee. It's sort of like where the Hobbits live. Middle Tennessee.
I went with Butler.
Uh-huh.
Cincinnati. UCLA.
That's good. UCLA's good. Go ahead.
Okay. And Wichita State.
So again, ignoring the Catholic school, Dayton. Hurting the people at Columbia tremendously. The Crilly family, very upset at this. Wichita State over Dayton. Do you know where Wichita State is?
Is it Kansas?
Yes, it is. Ding, ding, ding.
Oh,
very good. And the bottom of the bracket?
Kentucky.
Kentucky. Okay, UNC, Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Yeah, not a lot of people going that way. That's very good. Middle Tennessee, Butler.
Butler.
Butler, Big East school. Cincinnati, UCLA.
Cincinnati.
Well, nobody's got that. And Wichita State in Kentucky.
I stayed with Kentucky.
Good. Kentucky's a good school. Well, I don't mean academically. I mean in terms of
course not academically.
Arkansas, Butler.
Arkansas.
Arkansas. Arkansas coming out of, where's Arkansas these days? In the Big 12?
Arkansas.
Are they the SEC, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're
the
in the SEC.
South. Yes.
Okay. Cincinnati, Kentucky.
I went with Cincinnati.
Setting up something much like Vermont and Iona that nobody in the world will have. Arkansas, Cincinnati.
I went with Arkansas.
Arkansas getting in for the first time to the Final Four since Nolan Richardson was there. We're going to cross the bracket into the Villanova. I know you have Villanova. You always have Villanova.
Yes, so you have Villanova. Villanova for sure.
Okay.
Then Wisconsin.
Yes.
Virginia.
Virginia, uh-huh.
Is it Eastern Tennessee State?
East Tennessee State, uh-huh.
Okay. SMU.
SMU, which a lot of people just pronounce as SMU.
Right. And East Tennessee is ETSU, for that matter.
Yeah, ETSU. Okay, what else?
Baylor.
Baylor. Gotta have it. Go ahead.
Yeah. Marquette.
As always, Marquette.
And I did go with Duke.
Duke, that was good. Do you know where Troy is?
No.
I think Troy's in Alabama.
I know it's in Alabama.
Alabama, right?
Recently, yeah.
You were there? It used to be Troy State.
I drove right past it, Enterprise, Alabama.
Okay. So you can rent a car there.
Different Enterprise, but yes, you can rent a car there.
Okay, Villanova, Wisconsin, Phil's mom.
Wisconsin.
You took Villanova out?
I took Villanova out.
That's not like you. Yeah. Okay, Virginia, East Tennessee.
Virginia.
Okay, SMU and Baylor.
Baylor.
Okay, Marquette and Duke.
I stuck with Duke.
That's probably wise. Wisconsin, Virginia.
I went with Wisconsin.
They've been there before. They've been to the final. They almost won. That was the best game, the Wisconsin-Kentucky game.
That was really
that was one
good.
Of the greatest games you've ever seen. Baylor and Duke.
I went with Baylor.
Oh, Liz is so unhappy at the moment, losing to a program that has multiple felonies, both in basketball and football, and should get the death penalty. I mean, everybody agrees that Baylor should get the death penalty. All right, Wisconsin-Baylor.
I stuck with Baylor.
Oh, fabulous. Fabulous. They're going to love you in the Big 12. Okay, let's go to the bottom of that with Gonzaga, the Gonzaga bracket. Who do you have in the first round?
I have Gonzaga.
Okay.
And then Vanderbilt.
Oh, boom goes Wilbon. Okay.
Princeton.
Princeton. Any particular reason? Just because you like the school?
Oh, smart.
Yeah, it's a smart school. Yeah.
It is a smart school.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
West Virginia, Bucknell.
Bucknell.
Another smart school, actually, Bucknell. Maryland, and Xavier.
Maryland.
That's usually you like Xavier.
Xavier.
Xavier. You usually like
Xavier.
Them. Okay, down the road.
Now, this next one, I have no idea what
FIGCU?
FIGCU.
It's FIGCU.
Okay, it's Florida Gulf Coast University. Florida Gulf Coast. So I guess they're somewhere on the west coast of Florida. So Florida Gulf Coast. They were also called Dunk City a few years ago when they took Georgetown out. So, okay.
Oh, my God.
Keep going.
St. Mary's.
Okay. And the bottom?
And then Arizona.
All right. So Gonzaga against Vanderbilt.
I went with Gonzaga.
Okay. Princeton against Bucknell.
Bucknell.
Make my accountant very happy. His kid went there. Maryland, FIGCU.
I went with Maryland.
Maryland. It's easier to pronounce. And St. Mary's, Arizona.
I went with Arizona.
Okay, that's getting a little chalky, Phil's mom, which we don't usually say. Gonzaga, Bucknell.
I went with Gonzaga.
Okay, and Maryland, Arizona.
Arizona.
Ooh. This actually looks like a real bracket.
It does.
This one looks like a real bracket.
I beg your pardon.
All right, Gonzaga, Arizona.
I stuck with Gonzaga.
You know, they've never made the Final Four ever. Ever. This would be their first time. Okay, so Gonzaga against Baylor.
Gonzaga.
And Vermont against Arkansas.
I went with Arkansas.
Arkansas. Now, most people, Phil's mom, most people would look at that matchup in the national final. And I would say 95 to 100% of the people would then
go
pick
shopping.
Gonzaga. They would go Gonzaga. Who do you have winning the championship?
I went with Gonzaga.
There you go.
Yeah.
Do you know
which ensures Phil's mom will be alive through the end?
That's right. Do you know, and why would you know this? Do you know who the most famous person ever to go to Gonzaga, I think?
No.
Bing Crosby.
Oh.
Really?
Der Bingle went to Gonzaga. Yes, he went to Gonzaga.
Stockton.
Yeah.
Stockton might be second. Didn't he go there?
Yeah, John Stockton. And his son went there and on. Right. Other people. They once had a 7'3" center named Jean-Claude Lebriefe, and he was terrible. But he was 7'3".
Sounds like a chef.
All right, Phil's mom, this is great. So we appreciate this very much. I'm glad you don't have much snow. So that's nothing in Buffalo, right? No roads are closed in Buffalo. No schools are closed in Buffalo.
Oh, everything is closed today.
Oh, it is?
It just came. Yes, remember, they got it the day after us.
All right, so, okay, so everything is closed. So everybody's hanging out at the Anchor Bar today, getting wasted.
Exactly.
Right. Thank you, Phil's mom, as always. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay, it's fantastic. I mean, it is. It's every year.
She's got a live shot. She has a one seed winning it all.
And it's
how about that Iona Vermont regional final?
Gotta like that. The odds against that are just absolutely huge. We will come back. We'll come back with Old Guy Radio and Pat Forty, who gets paid to know something, who often finishes very close to Phil's mom in this thing. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
You're listening to the Tony Kornheiser Show.
This is the Harry's ad. David has the Harry's, right?
He does. So, he's got the ones with the ruby encrusted handle.
So he's so ruby encrusted.
Oh yeah, you can get that.
He's got that.
That's fantastic. So that works out. So in case he's struck by poverty, he can sell the razor and
he
can eat for a few days.
Absolutely, he's very grateful for it.
And everybody else here has it. Michael has it. Gary has it. Nigel has it. Harry's was started by two guys, Jeff and Andy, who were fed up with being overcharged for razors. So they decided to start their own razor company to give guys everywhere what they deserve, a great shave at a fair price. They bought a factory with 100 years of blade-making experience so they could make their own high-quality razors, sell them online, and ship them directly to you for half the price of the leading brand. See, that's very smart. That's smarter than buying a restaurant that's 35 years old in disrepair and making no money at all. That was a good business decision. That was a good business plan. And the thing that Gary and Alan and Maury and I did is stupid. It's absolutely stupid. Harry's razors include everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. 5 German-engineered blades, a lubricating strip, a flex hinge for a comfortable glide, a trimmer blade for hard-to-reach places, and a weighted ergonomic handle. Mine is not ruby-encrusted. It's simply orange. All this for $2 a blade compared to the $4 and more you will pay at the drugstore. And Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their most popular trial set for free. I read this 3 times a week. I don't know how anybody listening to this can't take advantage. I mean, to me, all you're paying is shipping. You're getting all of these things for free, and you're paying how could you not do that? Comes with a handle of your choice, 5-blade cartridge and shaving gel, and it's free. You just pay a small fee for shipping. And I don't know what a small fee is. If it's $30, that's different, but it's usually $3 or $4, right?
Yeah.
How much can it be? To redeem your free trial offer, you go to harrys.com. That's harrys.com/TonyK right now. That is harrys.com/TonyK.
You're listening to the Tony Kornheiser Show.
This is Old Guy Radio. These are the Drifters. This is Save the Last Dance for Me. I don't know if this is Benny King.
It is.
It is Benny King?
Yeah.
There was a song that was an answer song by Demita Jo, who that was our only hit, I guess, which was I'll Save the Last Dance for You. And then, you know, enough is enough. You know, and I don't need somebody's children singing, Mommy and Daddy, it's great that you have the last day. I mean, stop. But this was a good song. This is Nigel's annoying way of referencing the NCAA tournament.
The big dance.
Yeah, the big dance.
Oh, I just got that.
Yeah, the who's on the bubble and all these stupid things that rank right up there with when people just look at you and goes, it is what it is. Now, what does that mean? Shut up with that.
Punch their ticket, you know, glass slipper,
yeah,
and these other
dopey.
This Mark is Madness ones.
Genie is right. This is Benny King.
Of course I'm right.
I didn't know if it was Benny King. Genie said that it was. You miss him?
I miss Benny King.
What, did he used to come over? I mean,
no,
did you know him
just
well?
I miss him.
Okay. He's gone.
He's gone.
Okay, he's gone at this point. Pat Forty of Yahoo Sports joins us now for his annual exercise in not exactly winning, but sometimes, I think you have come close sometimes,
last year.
Have you not? Have you been in the top 3, weren't you?
I think I have been close, but more often than not, this is an exercise in humiliation.
That's okay. Yes. We all go through it. We all go through it. So let's start in the Kansas part. which is the top right on everybody's bracket, and go through your bracket for me with particularly emphasis on any upsets in the first round.
Okay, I've got some upsets in every region.
Good.
So
go ahead.
This should be relatively interesting. Start with Michigan State as a 9 seed there. Izzo, it's March is the month of Izzo, so
right.
I'm taking Michigan State there over Miami.
Okay.
I have Rhode Island over Creighton.
Right.
I am big on the Rams. Danny Hurley, the son of Bobby Hurley, the brother of Bob Hurley, Bobby Hurley, is doing a great job there. And I have Michigan's already said. No, that's it. Those are my upsets.
So you
there.
Have Michigan. You don't think that Michigan is totally spent after winning 4 in a row?
I wonder. I'm going to go on the theory that they've at least got one more game in them,
okay.
But I don't know whether they have two.
Okay. Kansas-Michigan State, if it is the month of Izzo, how bold are you with that?
Yeah, it's actually going to only be the day of Izzo.
Okay,
he's
going
to win one game and then he's out.
It's one more than last
back
year.
To reality. Yeah, this is not a good Michigan State team.
It's not.
So I'm taking Kansas there.
Okay.
I have Iowa State over Purdue. See if Iowa State can defend the big guys, but they can sure shoot the lights out of it. So I'm taking the Cyclones.
Right.
Down below, I am taking Oregon, and I am taking Louisville on the theory that, yes, the two-day turnaround, Michigan tanks are finally empty by the time they play the Cardinals.
You know Louisville better than anybody knows Louisville. Wilbon and I look at them, and we think there's something missing. There's not, you know, there's not a great player who can – you know, get a shot, get a basket when they need it. They don't have that it's not a great Louisville team, though it has been ranked very high. Are we wrong on that?
Not at the end of the season, you're not. Donovan Mitchell went through about a month or maybe even 6 week stretch where he was, I thought, one of the 10 best players in the country.
Mm-hmm.
But then he's either slowed down from the accumulated wear and tear of being the guy, or he's just become more reticent or something. But if he gets back to being more assertive here in the tournament, then I think they're really good. So that's kind of the hedge right there.
All right, Kansas and Iowa State have played 23 times already this year. Who do you have winning that one?
Kansas for the 24th time.
Okay,
so I'm going with the Jayhawks there.
And Oregon, Louisville,
and then Oregon-Louisville, I think the knee injury to Chris Boucher catches up with Oregon, so I'm taking Louisville there. Like, I'm with you that I'm not completely sold on Louisville, but I think the matchups kind of work in their favor here to get them to the regional final.
But you don't and have then, them beating Kansas. Kansas, you
No,
have.
I do, actually.
Oh, you do? You have Louisville all the way to the Final Four.
I do, because I think Kansas has gotten by on borrowed time more than
yes.
Any good team I have seen in a long time.
Five or six games.
They win close game after close game after close game.
Five or six games come down either in overtime or regulation to the last play, and they win. They win.
Yeah.
So you can make that work any way you want. You can go half empty and say they're due to lose, or you can go half full and say they win all the close games, which is both are true. Both are probably true.
Yep.
All right, North Carolina bracket. What do you got?
All right, North Carolina bracket. Here we go. I have Seton Hall over Arkansas. I just think the SEC is awful this year.
Mm-hmm.
I have Middle Tennessee over Minnesota because I think Middle Tennessee is really good and because their second leading scorer's name is Giddy Potts, which I love.
Yes, it's a
Giddy
great
Potts.
Name. Yeah, it's a great name.
Mm-hmm. And I have Wichita State, which I think is absolutely the team that is most wronged by anyone in the league or in the tournament.
Yeah, that's Jay Billis's opinion as well. That's an absurdly bad seeding for them.
I'm shocked. I cannot believe it. I think that's a very good. I thought that team could be a 5 or 6 seed, and they're 10. So
you have Cincinnati beating K-State, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we have UNC, Seton Hall. Who you got?
UNC without difficulty.
And Middle Tennessee Butler.
Yeah, I got Middle Tennessee. I'm rolling with the Blue Raiders.
I wouldn't have known they were the Blue Raiders. Cincinnati UCLA.
UCLA, if they can finally guard somebody, which I think they can, at least well enough to beat Cincinnati.
And Wichita State Kentucky.
Wichita State.
Wow.
Really?
There and Yeah. It's a rematch from 2014 when those teams shouldn't have met in the second round.
Absolutely.
This is the same thing. And I think the lower-seeded team will win again. I think they will force Kentucky into a grinder half-court game, and that team doesn't want to play that way. They want to run and shoot and dunk, and if you make them really work at it, I think it works very much to Wichita State's favor.
So you refuse to take the catnip on Louisville-Kentucky in the Final Four?
Yep,
right?
I did.
Okay.
I did. Yep.
All right, UNC,
yep.
Middle Tennessee.
UNC, there, the dream ends for the boys from Murfreesboro.
Okay, and UCLA, Wichita State.
Boy, I went back and forth on this. I'm taking UCLA, but I think Wichita State could win that one, too. It's not out of the question.
All right, then the matchup, UCLA-UNC.
Yeah, would that be any fun? I think that would play well for CBS. I will take UNC there.
95-94.
So here's the question. I mean, we've probably talked about this before. LeVar Ball gets wilder every single day. Now he wants $1 billion for his three kids, one of whom you know is going to be in the NBA and may well be a star. The other two, you have no idea. I mean, you just can't get $1 billion if you're just in the league. Nobody's giving Seth Curry $300 million for his shoes.
Would he take $500 million to go away,
you know,
LeVar Ball?
What do you make of him? I mean, does that scare off pros? Does that scare off pros?
He's the greatest dad loudmouth I can ever remember. I mean, it's unbelievable. Clearly, the whole NCAA tournament, all the media is going to do it, and I will include myself if I am wherever UCLA is. We're just going to look for him and stick a microphone in his face.
Yeah.
Say, all right, what do you got today?
Which he'll be very happy. He'll be very happy to oblige. Very happy to oblige.
Absolutely. Yes. The daily bombast from LeVar Ball. It's fantastic.
Let's go to the Villanova region and start us out there. What do you got?
Yep. Okay. This is a fun one. I've got Villanova and I've got Wisconsin, but then the next bracket down, here's the collapse. I've got Wilmington over Virginia.
Right.
As Virginia shoots 27% and scores 37 points.
Yep.
And I've got East Tennessee State over Florida.
Right. A lot of people have both of those. Yeah, I'd see that. What else?
Marquette over South Carolina. Again, SEC, horrible.
Right.
So those are my three upsets in that bracket.
Okay, Villanova, Wisconsin. Wisconsin's a big team. They're a good team.
Yeah. They'll probably make Villanova work for it, but Villanova will win. They're better.
And in the Darlings division, Wilmington and East Tennessee State, who you got?
I've got Wilmington. I love them. I think they're athletic. They're fast-paced. They're a great pick-and-roll team, and Kevin Keats is headed to do a bigger job.
All right, SMU-Baylor. I'm rooting for SMU, but I don't know about you.
I love SMU. I think that's a team that I thought might have been seeded a little higher, and I think Baylor certainly is always ripe to be plucked in the tournament.
Baylor's a clown program in every major sport. I mean, it's unbelievable. They're still in business. Marquette, Duke.
Duke easily in the matchup of Kay against Steve Wojo.
Okay. Villanova, does it end for UNC Wilmington right there, I assume?
It does, yes.
Okay, so you have Villanova coming into the eights and SMU Duke.
Yeah, boy, I'm very tempted to take SMU, but I'm going with Duke after watching them in person there in Brooklyn. Super impressed with the way they're playing right now. The freshmen have finally gotten it.
So everybody yelled at me 3 weeks ago when Duke had won a couple of games in a row, four or five games in a row in the best conference, and I went on the PTI show and I said right now, I said to Wilbon, right now, I'm not talking about tomorrow even, right now they're the best team in the country, and Wilbon laughs at me, and Jay Williams laughs at me, and nobody's really laughing now, because they have, when they're on, I know they only have seven guys, but they got a really good seven guys. Villanova has seven guys, and so that makes Villanova-Duke a fabulous game to watch, don't you think?
It's going to be outstanding. I hope that happens, just like a North Carolina-UCLA. It would be a great final. The tickets in Madison Square Garden for that game would be $1 million.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be unbelievable.
Yeah. So who you got, Villanova or Duke?
I've got Villanova. I'm totally sold on the mentality of that team. Duke has better talent. I think that's one of those games I could see. If they weren't in the same region, I'd have them both in the Final Four, but I got Villanova.
All right. In the Gonzaga bracket, what do you got?
Gonzaga bracket. I have Vanderbilt over Northwestern.
Ah, Wilbon crushing. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, my own wife's a Northwestern grad. She wasn't happy with me either. I have Gulf Coast over Florida State, bringing back a little Dunk City nostalgia.
Right.
And that's it.
You know,
I'm sorry.
I think Florida State is, over the last month, the weakest of all the threes. I do. I just don't see.
More so than Baylor?
But they're about the
same.
Put
them in a hat.
Yeah, they're about the same. I just don't think they're very, very good at all. I really don't. Maybe I just have some prejudice against them. So you don't have VCU. You have St. Mary's over VCU.
No, I don't have VCU. I think St. Mary's is pretty good. You know, I mean, other than losing to Gonzaga three times, they've had an awfully good season. They got better size, and they're better defensively than they have been in the past.
All right, Gonzaga-Vanderbilt.
Gonzaga.
And Notre Dame-West Virginia.
Yeah, like Notre Dame there. West Virginia has had a great season, but at the end here, they've had great trouble scoring.
Maryland, Florida Gulf Coast.
Gulf Coast. I'm not sold on Maryland very much either.
They've lost four out of six. They've lost four out of the last six. So, and it haven't been particularly good games. So, all right, St. Mary's, Arizona.
I'm killing the entire D.C. area here, I know.
St. Mary's, Arizona.
Yep, Arizona.
Gonzaga, Notre Dame.
Gonzaga in a good one.
And Gulf Coast, Arizona. I assume you're going to take Arizona there.
Yep. Reality check. Give me Arizona there.
And who do you want into the Final Four?
Arizona. I was set in my mind to pick Gonzaga to go to the Final Four finally, and then I watched Arizona in the Pac-12 tournament, said never mind.
They're good. Well, there are three really good teams in the Pac-12. They're really good. Okay, Villanova, Arizona. Yep. Villanova's got a chance to repeat. I mean, Villanova's really good. They're really veteran. And they don't get intimidated even when they're down. They're good.
Yeah. I love everything about them. I wish they were a little deeper, but give me Villanova there.
And Villanova against either Louisville or North Carolina?
Yeah, North Carolina.
Who you got winning?
I've got North Carolina 77-74 on a last second three by Justin Jackson. How's that work?
Fantastic. But there's no time for Villanova to come right back down the court and get a shot for Josh Hart. There's no time.
Nope. It's at the buzzer, and Roy Williams yells bang right back at Jay Wright.
So there you go. All right. Thank you, Pat.
My pleasure, Tony. My favorite show of the year.
Pat 40, boys and girls. And I don't know how many we've got. I mean, I haven't reviewed them, but I know that we've got different winners from a lot of people. I think that's the first Carolina winner.
I think you're correct.
Right. So we'll put up all the bigs and we'll put up all the littles, I mean, and we're going to give out prizes.
So we've had three picks today.
All different.
And we had a Gonzaga winner, a Carolina winner, and a Kentucky winner, and I don't think any of our other brackets had any of those as winners.
No, so I don't know how that works.
Yeah, it's going to be
wide
open.
We've done very well. We will take a break. We will come back with a jingle. We will.
That's
yes,
right.
A jingle. And we will come back with some email. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
This is the Tony Kornheiser Show.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find qualified and quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 100 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. And right now, my listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/Tony. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Tony. One more time to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/Tony.
This is the Tony Kornheiser Show.
Tony Kornheiser Show.
Woke up this morning feeling pissed. I got a new enemy for my list. Yesterday I opened the bill from the gas company. 48% increase. I called them up to ask them why. They told me I might need a new gas line. But January was warm, I think they misunderstood. Then they hung up on me like I knew they would.
This is the great Joe Arrow doing a Herman's Hermit song from the mid-1960s called Something Good. That's wonderful. Thank you so much. Before we get into the mailbag, I want to say thanks to Spike Braun and Phil's mom and Pat 40 of Yahoo Sports. I'd also like to thank our sponsors today, Upside.com, ZipRecruiter, Harry's Razors, and SeatGeek. Please support them the way they support our podcast. Remember to listen and subscribe to new and archived episodes of The Tony Kornheiser Show wherever you listen to podcasts, including iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. And if you listen to the show through iTunes, please leave us a review. And Michael, where do they sign up for the Bracket Challenge?
ESPN Tournament Challenge. Search Tony Kornheiser Show Group.
From Blake Dedonis in Starkville, Mississippi. That's where Mississippi State is. Mr. Tony, yesterday you stated that Steve Alford is one of just three coaches in the NCAA tournament that won a national championship as a player, along with Danny Manning and Mark Turgeon. I looked this up. I'm sorry to say you're incorrect. Turgeon graduated in 87. Kansas didn't win until 88 with Danny Manning. When I discovered your mistake, I simply shook my head and said aloud to myself, fake news. Failing Tony Kornheiser Show. Sad.
Hashtag sad.
From Raven Shirley, I was delighted to hear Wilbon go off on Terp fans Monday. Even though my Hawkeyes lost the night before, my friend and I decided to go to the Northwestern game Friday, only to find ourselves surrounded by drunken Maryland fans. Midway through the first half, a Maryland bro was aggressively hitting on my friend and I, asking for my number. He finally settled for offering me his business card. I asked for the Olive Garden gift card I spotted in his wallet. All this to say, tell Michael breadsticks on me the next time. And P.S., here's a photo of the gift card. Affirmation, babe. If you are carrying an Olive Garden gift card, that there's not much more that we need
How
to know.
How much money do you think's on that gift card?
$5. Dr. Calvin Krogman in Watertown, South Dakota. After Chris's Starbucks story, I'm just envisioning Ben Stein in a green apron calling out all day, Saliza, Saliza. Saliza, as his three Vente English breakfast teas sit on the counter into perpetuity, a single drop of condensation rolling down the side of a cup, much like a single tear being cried at the thought of abandonment. Or was that the plot to a movie on the Hallmark Channel last night? Dr. Calvin Krogman, yes, getting it done, getting it done. From Dominic Teller in Windermere, Florida.
Teller.
Good morning from Bay Hill. This will be my view all week. He encloses a picture marshaling the third hole at Bay Hill. I'm already looking for Sands to give him a welcome lechiserie. Any littles come by the third hole, give me the TK salute. That's Bay Hill nice. All week long.
There you
all
go. Right.
That's the Arnold Palmer tournament. Matt from Torrington, Connecticut. I was recently at a family event with my brother-in-law, Mike, who works behind the camera at the mothership in Bristol. He mentioned a conversation he overheard while in a hallway between two guys in suits. Guy one, her name is perfect. We can rebrand the current show and gain at least 50% more viewers in a week. Guy two, you think Parveen the Interruption will work? Guy one, absolutely. The orange yodeler is getting stale. We'll have to keep Wilbon on for now so we'll keep up with the NBA. This girl is gold. Looks like Chuck Bell isn't the only one who should be worried. Just wanted to give you the heads up so you can reserve your spot at the Browseabout now. From Paul Albanese in Palisades Park, New Jersey. As we know from Freddie Cannon last night, I took a walk
in
after
the park,
dark.
A swinging
walk
place dark, yeah. called Palisades Park. Park.
Dear Mr. Tony, I'm 26-year-old little who for the first time experienced what it's like to truly be a part of the fiber that brings us all littles together. While running to the mall, I enter and what do I hear? That damn Captain and Tennille song. As I look up and mumble to myself, really this song, a man looks over me, our eyes catch, he lets out a soft but audible lechiserie. I now know what it's like to be a part of this great show. Thank you for all the laughs and advice about bad backs. From Drew Kofsky in Westfield, New Jersey, on a similar theme. Last week you mentioned that the captain of Captain and Tennille fame was still signing. Maybe he can be the new GM of the Skins. From Steve the Sycophant, Satchmo, Malige, and Idol. I well remember Surf City echoing out of the radio on our ROTC barracks at Fort Riley, Kansas in the summer of 1963. We'd stagger in after a day of marching around with our M1 rifles, steel helmets, and full packs, and the temperature at 100 degrees in the shade, and there was no shade. Then Surf City would start blaring away, and we'd imagine ourselves on the beaches in Southern California, surrounded by beautiful babes in skimpy swimming outfits. reality in the person of our platoon sergeant would then intervene with reminders that we had to get our expletive behinds and expletive gear to get the expletive barracks ready for expletive inspection. Each expletive, by the way, was a different obscenity. Our sergeant was a master of profanity. At the time, dear Toby, it felt like the eighth circle of hell. But a few years later, while spending two tours of duty in lovely, sunny Vietnam, I actually would look back with nostalgia on my summer at Fort Riley, especially when Armed Forces Radio would blast out some oldies and Surf City would play away. Maybe somewhere there's a beach with two girls for every boy. I never found it. Keep on potting, Steve the Sycophant. If you're out on your bike time, everyone, as always, do wear white.
What a waste of time. God.
You ride the rails.
stepdad would make me drink. Because he was a drunk, he tried to make a drunk of me. Sad but true. Drink till I was sick, one beer for all my years. Sad but true, ooh, what he made me do. Ooh, yeah. Then he'd go grab his gun, and we would go outside. And I'd set his cans upon the fence, and he'd shoot them till they died. Sad but made.